Well, 2 weeks ago, I announced the good news that the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH as it's known, will consider the request of former Ames lab workers to be included in the special exposure cohort, making them automatically eligible for compensation. These are workers who got cancer after being exposed to the nuclear materials during the Manhattan Project and the Cold War up at the Ames lab. And they're just seeking simple fairness and justice from the government. Well, now the bad news, the shameful news. This week, the Associated Press exposed an internal White House document in which budget officials discuss clamping down on the costs of this program. They suggest placing major new hurdles in the way of workers who can't document their radiation exposure 50 years after the fact, including a requirement that the White House sign off on every scientific reason for automatic compensation. This is a gross breach of faith. Atomic workers all across America have been dragged through years of public hearings and investigations. They've played by the rules. They're closer to finally getting compensation that Congress has said they deserve. But now we learn about a White House document that sets out a 5-point agenda to block that compensation in order to save the government some money. This is morally wrong. It's putting this budget before science, putting the budget before simple fairness for people who serve their country loyally and at great risk and who were not told about the dangers of exposure to nuclear materials at the time they were working. It is wrong to put tax cuts for the wealthy in this budget ahead of making compensation available to these workers. The government needs to restore openness and transparency to this process. No more secret memos, no more back-channel efforts to erect new obstacles. It's time at long last to give these Cold War heroes what they deserve, justice and compensation and closure. Now, one more matter this morning. Today, I am formally proposing the Competitive and Fair Agricultural Markets Act of 2006. As Iowa farmers know all too well, the agribusiness sector is more and more dominated by just a few large companies. In the packing industry, for example, four companies control 84% of the cattle market, and four companies control 64% of the hog market. These large companies exercise a lot of power to skew the market in their favor. Economic concentration is like the narrow point of an hourglass. On one side, farmers are paid less than they should get, and on the other side, consumers have to pay more than they should. Congress passed the Packers and Stockyards Act in 1921 to keep the markets fair and above board. But I've heard from many farmers that it was not being enforced by the USDA, so I asked the USDA Inspector General to look into it. Sure enough, USDA management was actually blocking investigations of unfair and anti-competitive conduct. My bill would make certain USDA has the authority under the Packers and Stockyards Act to go after the bad actors in the marketplace. Even more importantly, it would light a fire under USDA to enforce the law. I propose designating a high-profile point person whose sole responsibility is to investigate and punish unfair, anti-competitive behavior in agricultural markets. My legislation would also clear legal obstacles, preventing producers from bringing cases directly against packers to recover damages for unfair, manipulative, or discriminatory market conduct. One way to counter the power of the large agribusiness firms is to help farmers band together to bargain for better prices and for better terms. So my bill also improves and updates the Agricultural Fair Practices Act to help farmers join together in associations or cooperatives to deal more effectively with agribusiness companies. The bill would do one more important thing. It will restore to independent farmers across Iowa and the nation a fighting chance and strengthen their opportunities to stay in business, stay on the land, and to continue making a contribution to our rural economy.